This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. As parents, teachers, and thousands of anxious high school seniors know, it's just a month until colleges tell students who's been admitted and who hasn't.
Wouldn't it be nice to know earlier, you know, not have to wait until March?
Indeed it would, which is why many elite universities offer early admission. Harvard used to admit up to a third of its freshman class early.
But then it eliminated the program in 2006, saying it's discriminatory and unfair.
But last week, the Crimson Giant decided to bring early admissions back. We'll look at why later in this hour's talker.
But first, in K through 12 education news, the Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education gave the green light to new charter schools today. But the vote wasn't without controversy. WBR's Bianca Vazquez-Tonis was there and joins me now. Hi there, Bianca.
Hi, Meghna.
So how many more charter schools will Massachusetts have?
Well, they approved 16 new schools that will open in the course of the next few years. In all, that will mean 7,000 new seats over 5 years. 10 of the new schools will be in Boston. The rest are in Lynn, Lawrence, New Bedford, and other cities.
So that's 16 new charter schools out of the 17 that were proposed. And Bianca, with all the debate that we've heard about charter schools, was that an unexpectedly high approval rate?
Well, it seems that debate has lost a lot of its momentum for whatever reason. I attended the public hearing for charter schools in Boston a few months ago, which should have been the most controversial considering that, you know, there are a ton of applications there. The union there has been really outspoken against charters, but not a single person spoke in opposition. This might also be a result of the way that the state wrote the law lifting the cap. It focused on communities with the lowest performing schools and also said that they wanted to encourage only proven providers to get these charter school seats.
So when you say proven providers, I mean, what exactly does that mean? Because this morning you reported that a significant criticism of charter schools is that they just aren't proven providers, say, to English language learners and special ed students.
Right. Well, it's no secret that many of these schools haven't enrolled many students who don't speak English well. In Boston, the overall number is 29%. That's for all schools. Of their students, they are English language learners, what's called English language, which is a funny little term. But in the charter schools, the ones that actually got permission today to go forward, they have at most 2.8% of their students that are considered ELL, or English language learners. So it's less drastic with special education students, but there's still a disparity there between the representation of special needs kids and the ones in charter schools. So this dynamic has fed into the criticism that public schools have of charter schools, especially when they boast good test scores. Public schools say, yeah, well, you don't educate all kids the way we do.
And so, for example, English language test scores amongst English language learners just aren't going to be as high.
Right.
Well, so was that actually discussed in today's meeting when they were approving the new charter schools?
Oh, yeah. Listen to Harneen Chernow. She is the vice chair of the board. She brought up English language learners all morning. Here she is talking to the board about all of the applications.
I don't see a great kind of acknowledgement and awareness from some of the existing charters that they actually have not done a good job dealing with this population and have a lot to learn going forward.
So there she is talking about both recruitment and the fact that a lot of these schools in their applications didn't show much familiarity with this population of students. And the state's reviewers said as much. They gave them sort of not quite failing grades, but they said that this was a big drawback for their applications. So some people even suggested granting just provisional charters based on this. But in the end, Secretary of Education Paul Revel made a different suggestion. Listen to him.
But I think we should be on top of this. I think this has some urgency here, and particularly with respect to the enrollment issues, which we can make a judgment on pretty quickly. I would hope it becomes a regular reporting mechanism from the charter school office to the board about how these schools are doing is against the intention. And it becomes a discussion point with this board if performance isn't up to what it should be.
So the charters aren't provisional, and it sounds like Secretary Revel is talking about discussion points there.
Yeah.
But, Bianca, are there any actual immediate proposals on how to get more English language learners and special ed students into charter schools?
Well, there's a big tension around recruitment for charter schools because they don't have a good mechanism for recruitment. They're completely on their own. Until now, actually. This past year, with the change in the law, they got the ability to get the mailing lists of schools and be able to directly send letters to parents and even specify, you know, the language that they need. But the problem is they would like something else. They would like the ability to go to the school enrollment centers where parents go when they first come to a city and be able to put their information directly in that place so that the parents can see that charter schools are an option. Right now they can't do it. BPS, Boston Public Schools, won't allow them to do it.
So a lot of parents potentially don't even know that their child has the option to apply for
exactly.
a charter school.
Exactly.
But BPS doesn't want to do it because they say charters would then poach their students out of the district, right?
Exactly. And the problem is that the way federal law is, you're not supposed to discriminate between students. And it would be a lot of people think it would be great if they could have a lottery just for special education kids or just for English language learners. But then you would be treating them differently than the rest of the kids. So, you know, the charter schools say they want more ELL students. They say they want more SPED students, but they have a real difficulty narrowing in and targeting those students.
So it sounds like a bit of a catch-22, Bianca. I mean, I guess finally, with the new 16 charter schools that were approved today, is there a sense as to, you know, how maybe they themselves can get more of these students in and how that's going to be measured in sometime?
Well, a lot of people spoke of it today as taking a big leap of faith. You know, they'll have to wait until the fall, see what happened. That's when they'll be able to, these charter schools will test the kids to see exactly how much English they do speak and see what their special needs are. And you know, as the, if the state does what it says it's going to do, they'll be monitoring.
WBR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thank you so much.
Thank you.